Today is Friday, April 19th. The title for our devotional is The Truth the Spirit Loves to Reveal. For our last day on this topic of the Spirit revealing truth to the believer, we must also take note of the comforting passages in Scripture. In this first group of passages, we see that the Spirit reveals to the believer that he or she is indeed a child of God. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Ephesians 1:13-14, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. One of the more common questions in the Christian life is, how can I know that I am saved? This is one of the Bible's more common answers to that question. The Spirit of God reveals it to be true. The Spirit of God is not just a theological category to be believed. Theoretically, he is to be experienced. This experience confirms our adoption into the family of God as his children. We often experience this power of the Spirit in a deep, abiding sense of being loved by God, peace with God, joy in God, moral transformation that is power over sin, spiritual gifts, inspired speech. It's revealed, as we've learned this week, in the illumination of the truth of the gospel. These are evidences of the Holy Spirit at work in the life of the believer. Next, in Ephesians 3, Paul prays to the Father for the believers in Ephesus to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit. This gift of strengthening is according to the riches of his glory. He writes in verses 14 to 19, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So now these verses are very sequentially logical verses. So let's walk through the logical sequence here. The result of the Spirit's strengthening is Christ dwelling in the believer's hearts through faith. The result of this is them being rooted and grounded in love. The result of this is the strength to comprehend with all of the other saints, all believers in the Lord, the breadth, length, height, and depth of the love of Christ, that they would know this love that surpasses knowledge and be filled with all the fullness of God. This love of Christ is so great that it surpasses physical knowledge. It must be revealed by the Spirit. With the Spirit indwelling believers, we are filled with all the fullness of God. These are some wild thoughts, and this must be where our prayer is, that we would be strengthened with the power through his Holy Spirit in order to know and understand and grasp the great love that surpasses knowledge, that great love that Christ has for us. Spend some time today just praying that the Spirit would reveal more and more in your life the vastness of Christ's love.